Hi, it's Bev Thompson. I'm out at Neutral Junction Station. Okay, at the moment we can't get service back here at Neutral Junction, which we're 8 km from Barra Creek. They did actually advise us that we would get service here at the station, and also we have the community Tara right next door and nobody there can get service. Oh, beg your pardon, as one of the little kids said, if he stands on top of the car and holds the phone in the air, he can get Telstra.
Yay.
Yeah. But there are some rather random pockets of the property itself, though, that you can get, even though the homestead and the community here is quite close to Barra Creek, 8 km, as you say, you can pick it up at random places. We're just looking at a map now.
Yeah, we can get it out at Centrebore and back down to Drapers, which is probably 20-odd k's out or more, and it seems to be quite a clear signal. The guys can ring in from out there. But, yeah, definitely nothing. I think it's the range. I don't know how the Telstra system works, but I believe it's the range in between, and they've put the tower down below the range and not on top of the range might be the problem.
Now, I know that Stirling Station, which also has a store and a community like you guys, it's about 30 k's south of Barra Creek. They said that Telstra told them that they would be able to get this service. That's not the case. When you say you thought you would get it here at Neutral Junction, what were you told?
The guys had been talking to the guys working on the tower, and they said to them that we'll go either way up and down the highway, and they said can go up to 60 k's radius, but that certainly didn't happen. I never ever believed it would go that far. But they did believe that would have a lot more coverage than what we've actually got.
How much of a disappointment has it been?
Absolutely devastated. All the boys here have to drive down to Barra Creek to make a phone call, which is probably good that it's right there, but it would have been great to have it here at the station. So people still try and call you on the mobile and can't get that service. I just think it's disappointing for all the people that live in the region, were hoping to get it and can't get it at all.
Because you have lived without it for a long time, but it's because you were expecting, you were told that you would get it.
Yeah, I think everyone said it's coming in April, and I think it took a little bit longer than that to get here. And I think the whole community totally believed they would have it. And, I mean, Alicurun community's got it. So, of course, the Tara community are so disappointed. They can get it at Barra Creek community, though. So they're happy.
Do you know if anybody has tried to speak to either the government or Telstra to find out what went wrong?
Not that I'm aware of. I know that some of the people in the community want to take the issue up because they're quite upset about it and would love someone to take it up and find out why. I've been told that there was repeater put either side of the tower to go up and down the highway but not to go west or east. That's what I've understood, and that's why we're not getting any service here. But I think when you spend that much money on a tower, why not include everybody?
Was there any consultation done?
No one's ever spoke to us about it. It's almost like they don't want to know anyway.
My name is Selma Thompson, living here at Tara, and this is my homeland. I grew up here, and Tara is a little small community. Yes, we were so exciting. I hear that we're going to get some mobile service. They said around it's going to take around about 35 kilometers around. What am I different that everyone have mobile, and it's easy for using the mobile phone to ring families. And everybody in the community was exciting. They were also talking about getting their own mobile phones out here so that they can ring their families if they have any problems.
How did you feel when you realised that you weren't going to get 3G?
The first thing, we had our own mobile phone. It was brand new and we bought it in Alice Springs. And the phone was activated and we brought it back here. And I was going to ring my daughter because I was exciting. And she stays at Irara College, that's Alice Springs. And suddenly, it was sort of like sad for us. Turned it on and didn't switch on.
So you went as far to buy a new phone?
Yeah, it's far. We went to Alice Springs to buy a phone. Just like for a waste, we went down there.
And there is a phone box here in the community. Are you able to use that at all?
No, we don't use the phone often. Sometimes it's very hard to get cards for the phone. Sometimes jammed, something could be jammed. It's not working much. We don't see Telstra much out here.